Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Yerushalmi Daf Hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis. A couple lines up on the bottom, we're in the world of Bedikas Chametz. When is there a Chiyah Bedika, when is not? That's the whole sugya here at the beginning of the Masechta, and how many times one has to be Bodek V'chol. So we had in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that you have to check three times. That seems to be the Maskana of the Yerushalmi, to have them in the valley. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say you have to check the night before, in the morning, and at the time of the Bi'ur. Chum say it goes through Yom Tov, but it's only once. Whenever you have to check, you have to just make sure it's checked. If you don't check, then you have to make sure it's checked. So we said maybe it's based on Pesukim according to Rabbi Yehuda, and then we said a Kav Chomer. Maybe he should say even during Yom Tov. Where I says, okay, you're right. He just excludes after Yom Tov. So that was yesterday's Amid. Yesterday's Amud Beis. Then we said, whatever you leave over, one should leave over bitzina. Right? Let's say somebody checks and does bedikas chametz, and they have their little baggie with the 10 pieces that their Amma quotes the minug of putting out 10 pieces. So the one should put that away in a safe place so that doesn't get lost, and then that leads to problems. What happens if you put it in a safe place, and then you don't see it there? So Gemara says it must be somebody took it. So don't worry that it's scattered over. If you know somebody, I know if you put it under a kli, you know yad natalso. But now the Gemara says, what if you didn't put it in a safe place and now it's not there? Lo kafa alav kli, a couple lines up from the bottom. Lo kafa alav kli v'lo mitzao. Oso abay is sarach bedika. Oshar kalabatim yusrichim bedika. What needs bedika now? Now that you know the chametz that you gathered is not there, do you say that the house where the chametz was needs bedika, or all the houses? Maybe the rodent or whoever took it scattered it throughout. So nishma'ini minada, let's try to analyze and get an answer from the following. Read the Kabbalah that says nishma'ini minada, tashma. Nishma'ini minada is like a tashma that we're used to from the Bavli. Avad kizayis min hameis babayis, says the Tosefta in Taros, also related to a Mishnah in Alas. If what happened, it was a kizayis min hameis in a house and then it got lost. I knew it was here, so I know there was a cheskas tuma, and now it's lost. But not only is a tame, body tame mace, but even a kezias ben hamace is metame mace. So avar kezias ben hamace babayas, bikshu velo matsu habayas tahar. What happens if I looked for it velo matsu? The bias is considered tahar, right? And the other, nothing else needs to see the kabareda ve'ein shar habatim srichen bedika. If it's, they didn't find it here, tar. But l'kishiyemsa, habayis tamei l'mafreya. But once I find it, if I would then find it, I'm not going to say, meaning why is it the house tar, as the Pnei Moshe says, the talinan adam tamei nechlas shamanalo. Must be somebody came, found it, and buried it, and took it out. But if you then later on find it, l'kishiyemsa, habayis tamei l'mafreya. But if you ever find the kizayis space, we don't assume that, oh, in the interim, it was taken out, and this is a new kizayis ben hameis. Therefore, everything in the interim is tar. No. I assume this is the same one. If you find the kizayis ben hameis, we say tamei lemafreya, all along. So that's a brisa about kizayis ben hameis. So says the Gemara, hada yafa minahi, yahi yafa min adam. We learn something. Tumas meis learns from chametz, and bedikas chametz learns from tumas meis as follows. Hada yafa minahi, hilchas taros, Hilchas Tumas Habayis, you learn something from Hilchas Chametz, from the fact he ebayed, he hiniach. Right? Even if the mace was placed there and then not found, it's not tahor until it's searched. Right? You don't say that somebody for sure took it. Right? Even if it was placed there, if it wasn't found, it's not tahor, says the Chabad Eid on top. Right, you're gonna have to do bedika. You learn that from chametz. Just like by chametz, if it's not around, you have to search for it. So too, by the mace, if it's not around, you have to search for it. If you don't find it, you might say the house is tar, but you have to search for it. Yad adam natalto im lo kiso karoi. Right, just like by bedika. So bedika teaches me that you have to check if you can't find it. You don't believe that somebody automatically took it. Yahi yalfa ben ada in the other way, and you learn chametz from tumas mace hada in lecha. Sarech bedika ella oso habayis bovad. Only that house, if you don't know where the base is, only that house has bedika. Not all the other houses don't need bedika. That was our original. That was our original question. Okay, so that's the Gemara. So remember, tumas meis itself, the Rambam put together in all in the first sefer, first set of halachas in Sefer Tara. Tumas Beis. Also interesting, we know the Rambam at the beginning of each of his 14 books, he puts a pasuk. Puts a pasuk that maybe tries to capture the essence of that sefer. Right at the beginning of Sefer Aves, Ma'ahavti Sorasecha, Kol Hayom Yisichasi. At the beginning of Sefer Nezikin, Hat Libi Al Edvosecha Va'al El Batza. Right, bring me close to your laws and not to butza, some type of financial sins. So every pasuk. So here, at the beginning of Sefer Tara, Lev Tahar Barali Elokim, Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi. Right, so again, Lev Tahar. Tahar, so I guess that's Sefer Tara, but that's the pasuk he picks. Could have been a lot of psukim about staying away from Tumah, but he picks the positive. Hashem, give me a Lev Tahar. Lev Tahar Barali Elokim, Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekirbi. And again, the first set of halachas in Sefer Tara is Tumas Mace, right? That's the most extreme type of mace. It makes you tummy for 7 days, and the other chumras, betame b'maga, betame b'masa, betame b'ohel, all the different ways that it can make you tummy. And the way that is solved is the next set of halachas of Hilchos Paraduma. That's how you get out of Tumas Mace. And then there I'm talking about Tumas Saras, because that's also, a metame b'nibia. By going into a house, that could be the house as saras, you're going to become tameh. Then mishkaf and moshav, which are also avos hatumos, right? Mishkaf hazav and mishkaf anida, and then shara avos hatumos, and then tumas ochlim, which is the lighter tumah, kalim and mikvaos, all the way at the end. Again, a switching of the order of what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did, but that's the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Beis. But the Rambam paskins, as this Gemara says, that not only is a mace metame, but a kezayis ben mace is also metame. If you look in Perek Revi'i of Hilchos Tumas Mace, the Rambam says, where's the, he quotes first in Perek Gimel, what is metame, what parts of the body are metame, but then in Perek Dalet, he says, kezayis bas, revi'i stama bab mishay mace dhora. The Rambam paskins machlokes tanon, the revi'i stama is also metame, but it has to be from one mace. Kizayas basar mishnei mesim ukizayas netzal mishnei mesim lo chafnai merak mishnei mesim shogol chamiyam yishlo rekav harayil mitzar from zemze kizayas basar is mitzarif, right? You have to have a half a kizayas from one mace, you have to have another mace that's going to be mitame in ba'ohel. V'chein kichati zayas basar ukichati zayas netzal. Netzal is rotted flesh. The Rambam continues. That is also mitami. And he talks about the rules. Kizayis ben ames she'avad b'toch habayis u'bikish v'lo nimsa habayis tohar. That's our halacha, right? If you look for it, you knew there was a kizayis ben ames here. Now it's not there. Now it's tohar. Ul she'yimsa habayis tamil lemafreya me'ish she'avad ad she'nimsa. He goes through the different parts of this halacha. So that is the first point of today. We learn Hilchos Tumas Mace. Looking for a mace from Hilchos Bedika and vice versa. Says the Gemara, Uk Rabbi Yehuda, afilo oso abayis lo yetzarach bedika. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even that house does not need bedika. We said, it says the house is tar, right? It doesn't say that there's a machlokas about this. But what about the following? This Teshmirim and Adah, but we learned in the following Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isav eshef chaso shal masik echad berimon. There was a story about a certain masik. That's the word masika is olive pressing. Remember in Tanaitic language, there's a different verb for every type of fruit that you're dealing with. Right? Bitzira is grapes and masika and ora, different verb for the harvesting and processing of each, of it. We just say harvesting. Harvesting all of the fruits. But here, Rabbi Yehuda says, there was a story of a shifcha of a certain masik. That's olives. Echad berimon. Shishlicha nefal echad labar. And she threw her, she had a stillborn, she threw it into a bar. Uba koin echad vehitzes leita mashe shlicha. And there was a certain coin that went and wanted to see, was this a male, a female, and how much, because it makes a difference, because a nefel, if it was somewhat, completed the form, then it's going to be mitami, the woman, tumas yoledes, and it makes a difference. A boy is 7 and 33. A girl is 14 and 66, so he went and looked over to see, what it was. But he didn't find it. There was no baby. There was no fetus. Uba maisla vechachamim v'tiaro, and the chachamim came and said, no, tar, shedera chulda ubarjels lios gorinoso. Because it must have been an animal, took the, Rechmana Litzlan, took the flesh, and it's not there anymore. So you see from there that you're not choshesh that anything is there. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that the house needs nibadika? You see, it must have been nigrar, must have been taken away. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even that house shouldn't need nibadika. What should be the difference between chametz and the basar of a nefel? So Gemara answers, ratza hi achar habasar ve'ena ratza achar hapas. Answer one, no, the difference between basar and pas. The rodents are more into basar, to flesh, than into bread. Even if you want to say both, they're interested in both. Basar goreres v'ocheles. Basar is eaten immediately. While pas, goreres v'ocheles. Pas, leave some bread, and then they'll put some, they'll leave some over, and they'll save some. And therefore, there's more of a chashash by bread, and that's why one has to do a bdika for bread, and even though not to do a bdika for a basar. One more line, Rabbanan, the case of Mishim Rabbi Yevo. Ein choshen Rivo says ein choshen shem magira cholda ukreb Yehuda choshen. He said it would be a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda here is even lakula we see, right? Even lakula we see. If you think Rabbi Yehuda the carbon eda, Rabbi Yehuda afilu lakula kamar de mistam magira cholda kol shegin de lachomer choshen shem vitzorah batika. Dafka makom lamakom, but also habayis. Rabbi Yehuda says we are choshesh within the house of a greira, but again that it's left over. Either they're not goer after pas, or they would leave some over. There's a big question in the Rishonim Imsachim where this sugya is quoted, and that is who is this masig echad that's looking the kohen echad that's peeking, right? Kohen echad vihitz its leida. What kind of coin are we talking about? So if you look at Tosfos there in Psachim on Daf Tes says Cohen Omeri de Cohen Shotahaya. It was a coin that wasn't focusing what the halach is, right? Because what a coin if there is a nafal there that was term, and then the coin's going to become tame mace by Ohel by having his body over. Ve'afilu imno marshel gvir tahaya ve'Cohen zekarov haya lo haya lo letame. Damrinim b'taras koinim, din koin mitami l'nefalim. D'dumya d'avivim, obinim b'nei kayam, v'chulu, v'odai, sorry. So who was it? Who was this koin? If you look in the Karban Eida, based on some other earlier Rishonim, Karban Eida here says, v'akoin v'hitzitz, al-sasabar leidem zachar v'nekeva, v'koin karov, omi b'nei abayis haya. Right, or some relative. V'shilchu sham lahagid li'imo, mativo. V'tavchen beituma v'tara, zachar l'tuma v'tara l'nekeva, Velo nizkar oso hakohen alas haras lanefesh leitami ba'amav. The kohen didn't remember the yisur of tuma. The hatzitz hatzis bo babar ve'hinefal lo ra'av. The tiarum imal alames. So it worked out for him. They were mitar him from being ma'ahil because there was no nefal there. But he shouldn't have done it in the first place. We know that is an isur da'oraisa, the tumas ohel of the kohen. He shouldn't be looking over. And we said, that's one of the examples. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. This is one of the examples of Derechei Adarchei Noam. The Sefer HaChinuch says that even though a kohen is not allowed to become tame for anybody, tumas meis, but he can for his seven relatives. And we pass not only can, should, and obligated to for one of the seven relatives, because after all, it's his family. It's his primary relative, one of the seven. And therefore, the kohen said, the Torah says, that one can be mitami, except for a kohen gadol and a nazir who have special status. That's one of the examples the Chinuch gives for Derechei Adarchei Noam. Okay, so this is finishing up issues of bedika. So now we get into the Mishnah that talks about the hours on Erev Yontif, on Erev Pesach. So as we'll see, Chametz doesn't only become usher when Pesach starts. Chametz becomes usher earlier in the day. We're used to here knowing Chatzos. That's when Chametz kicks in to be Asur D'oraisa, but that's only according to one of the Tanaim, as we'll see. Machlokas Tanaim, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ochlin Kol Chamesh, V'sarfen Metchila Shesh. Rabbi Meir says, one is allowed to eat Chametz the entire fifth hour, and then burn Metchila Shesh. Rabbi Meir just bumps it up seems to bump it up before Chatzos 1 hour. V'sarfen Metchila Shesh. That is Rabbi Meir, and even though, look at the carbon aid there for a second. V'yavagav the kol shah shishis mida oraisa sharya. And even though the sixth hour is mutter mida oraisa, according to Rabbi Meir, gazer abana la demetoy v'savar, maybe they'll think that it's afterwards, and therefore after Chatzos, that's why you have to burn at the beginning of the sixth. That's a din d'rabbanan according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ochlin Kol Arba V'Tolin Kol Chamish V'Sarvim V'Tchilas Shesh. Rabbi Yehuda says you go, no, it's 1 hour. It's earlier. You're allowed to eat the chametz. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to eat chametz the entire fourth hour till the end of the fourth hour, and then the fifth hour is limbo, right? You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to burn. And v'sarvim v'tchilas shesh, then you burn v'tchilas shesh, the same as the which is when it's already aser bahana'a. And that is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, if you remember, these hours that we're talking about are what we call shosvanios. It's not the same hours. Every day, you take the day and you split it into 12 equal parts, and each part is an hour, is a halachic hour. In the summer, each hour could be more than 60 minutes in during the day, and less than 60 minutes at night. And in the winter, the opposite. But this is what the Shulchan Aruch is, how it's explained whenever the Shulchan Aruch talks about hours, right? Hilchos Kriyashma, right? One of the earlier times. The Shulchan Aruch talks about times. Shulchan Aruch in Aruchayim Simin Nun Ches. Zman kriyashma shal shachris, mishiyiris chaveira haragil limok sasrich bericha arba amos, v'yakirenu, v'nimshach zmana at sof shalos shaos shehi revia hayom. The end of the third hour, which is a quarter of the day. Which is a quarter of the day. Mishnah Bura, v'yein chiluk ben yemos hakayis shahayom aruch, u'vichen yemos hachoref, shayom katsar, chashvinen hayom, u'shdeh mesrei shaos. You split up the day into 12 equal parts. Right, a quarter of the day, that's Kriyashma, and a third of the day is Tila. And therefore one has to be careful with Kriyashma and the Zmanim. Again, that's the Shos Manios. There is a Shita of Rav Moshe, which I'm going to get to all of Shos Manios right now. Generally, the Machlokas Shos Manios, you split up into 12 equal parts. What do you start from? Where do you count from? Do you count from sunrise to sunset, right? Nates to Shkia, or do you go from dawn till dusk, till Tesach Kochavim? So that's the Machlokas Gra and the Magen Avram. That's why there's always two different Kriyashmas on the Luach. The Magen Avram is always earlier, because the Magen Avram goes from dawn till dusk to figure out Shos Manios. The Gra says no. The Gra says we go from Netzachama until Shkia, and the Minhag Olam in the Halacha is like the Gra. I think the Chazon Ish once said it's as if a Basco came down from heaven and said we pass like the Gra. Right? That's the Me'igradin. That is the Zman that one should hold. Some are Machmir on Erev Pesach when we have one of the extra Chumras of Erev Pesach is to be Machmir like the Magen Avram. It's one of the Chumras of Erev Pesach. But Rav Moshe in Arachayim Beis Chaf talks about this, and he has a shita about Chatzos, and that's why some rely on this by weekday Mincha. Shos Manios, L'chol Davar, he talks about this, is written in 1963. Hidei Chatzos HaLaila Be'emes Loish Tana Klal Miyamim Ha'aruchim Dekayitz Liyamim Ha'ksarim Dechorev. You have to look up where Moshe gets this from. Where Moshe says Chatzos doesn't change. Af lo l'rega echad. So Chatzos Hayom Ula Olam Shave Shehu Kishaba Hashemesh Laemsa Hadarom Vizeh Shave Bekol Hashana Rak Kishashnei Chatzoy Hayom Enem Shavim Rak Eze Yamin Beshana. Ramosha says the two sides of the day on the sides of Chatzos are not Shave. But Chatzos is always going to be Shave at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So there's Ramosha has a Chiddush there. Look there how he figures it out. The two sides of the day won't be equal even if the within calculating Shos Manios. Okay, but the Gemara, the Mishnah says here, Machlokas Meir and Behuda about Erev Pesach. So now we're going to go through each one. And this is a different discussion than the Bavli has for the sources for Rabbi Meir and Behuda, as we'll see. Not exactly the same. Remeir Omer, Ochlin Kol Chamish V'chulu. Remeir Omer, Remeir says you can eat Chametz the entire fifth hour and you burn at the beginning of the sixth. Remeir Omer, Mishay Shos V'lamala Midevrehem. Remeir holds that even after the sixth hour, it's all Durabanan on Erev Pesach. Until much later. Until right before Pesach. According to Remeir, it doesn't start a Chatzos, Midaraisa. It's all Durabanan much later. And that's why, if it's all Durabanan much later, so you don't have to have such early Xeros. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishay Shos V'lamala, Midivrei Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, from Chatzos is Midaraisa. Right, as we'll see why. But from Chatzos is Daraisa. My time, Rabbi Meir, why does Remeir say that it's all Durabanan until much later? Ach, B'yom HaRishon, Zechamisha Asar. Yom HaRishon, as we know, is talking about, according to Remeir, the 15th. Yom HaRishon means the first day of Pesach. And that's the Rishon. You might think this, Rav Chaim, it starts only when it gets dark on Pesach, the night of the 15th. Tamalomar ach. It says ach. Okay, so what is ach? Ach is a word that teaches me. Here it's going to be, seems to be inclusive. Okay, it's a tein lo lefnei shi'asacham ashan achas. Add on an hour to right before Pesach. That's what ach teaches me. So Rav Meir says, until that point, it's midrabanan. Midrabanan. And that's why I only add on that hour. My time for Daraisa. My time for Rabbi Yehuda, no. Rabbi Yehuda say, ach, Yom HaRishon ze Abasar. Yom HaRishon is the 14th of Pesach. Yachol kol ha-yom kula, you might think the whole day is Asar, Mishim Chametz. They'll say, ach, Yom HaRishon tasbishu sa'ar. Tamal amar ach. No, ach is mechalik. Kaketzad, as the Bavli says, ach chilek. Chilek et ha-yom, chazil ha-chametz, chazil ha-matzah. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we hold. Chametz is ready, Asar Daraisa from Chatzos. You split the Erev Pesach. You split the 14th in half. The second half of the day is ready, usur, to have chametz. So the Gemara says, Michlav Hashidah, your mayor. What, how do I serve mayor? Taman, who amar ach l'rabos. Here, he's saying the word ach is including. Right? Our mayor says, chametz is usur on the 15th, and ach includes an extra hour going back. Right before Pesach. Really? Ach is includes? V'hacha, who amar ach l'mait. And in general, he says, ach is really an exclusionary word. Is Achla Rabos or Achla Mait? Right? So, which is it? If you look at the Karban Eidah, he flips the Hacha and the Taman. Because really, it's the Hacha and the Taman. But okay, sometimes we say it's bringing in a conversation from somewhere else and then just quoting it again. But the point is that over here, he uses Ach L'Rabos, and generally, Ach is L'Mait. So the answer here also, Ach is excluding. Amrev Shmuel Barav Doma Mi'atu She'eno B'chametz. It's excluding that you're taking part of the 14th and saying you're not allowed to have chametz, right? Mi'atu She'eno B'chametz. So it is excluding, right? Ach is an exclusionary word in either way. I mentioned B'shem Reb Kiva Eger, even though it doesn't sound like a Reb Kiva Eger thought, that we know the first letter of the Torah is a Beis, and the second, last letter of the Torah is a Lamed, right? So many say Lev. So Lev, that's you gotta have your heart into it. So Herb Shem Rekiv Eger, if you look at the letter before and after the Beis, it's an Aleph and a Gimel. And the letters before and after the Lamed is a Chaf and a Mem. So the letters beforehand are Aleph and Chaf, that's Ach. The letters afterwards are Gimel and Mem, that's Gam. Ach is always exclusionary and limiting. And Gam is always inclusionary. So, echad ha-marbe v'echad ha-mamit, u'bavachi yechavein li b'lo shamayim. Doesn't matter if you're being marbe, including being mamit, excluding a lot and small, as long as the lev is in the middle, bavachi yechavein li b'lo shamayim, so that's the lev. But usually ach is exclusionary as the Gemara says. Okay, so we continue. Says the, let's continue a little bit more and then we'll have to do the brisker off. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo sochal alav chametz al achilaso. So now we're darshaning. Rabbi Meir, how does Rabbi Meir darshan this pasuk? Don't eat chametz, something to do with the Karban Pesach. So he darshans it as, don't eat chametz, when you're eating the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz. That's why Rabbi Meir said it's only at night. You eat the chametz at the night of the Seder, so you can't eat chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo tochal alav chametz al asiyaso. No, as you're the shchitas ha-pesach, which is in the afternoon. Right? You can't have chametz bizman shchita, lo tochal al asiyaso. Rabbi Yehuda, this is talking about Erev Pesach, according to the Pnei Moshe, according to Chaim Gnievsky, Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda, Islay, Asay Velosase al Achilaso. Asay Velosase al Biuro. There's an Asay and Alosase each on eating it and getting rid of it. Asay al Achilaso, Shivas Yom Tocha Olav Matzos, Velo Chametz. Right? That's an Asay. 7 days, eat matzah. So we say that means don't eat chametz, but I learned this comes from the assay. Ki kol lo sase shu babi koach assay. So that's an assay. It says eat matzah means don't eat chametz. Lo sase al achilaso, lo sach al chametz. Assay al biuro. We skip those two words. Tashbisu sa'ar mi batechem. Right, that's an assay on its destruction. Destroy it. Tashbisu. Lo sase al biuro. Shivas yamim sa'ar lo yimatse bevatechem. Right, so we have this is all Rebbe Yehuda. There is a big machlokas we showed him. I think we touched on this in the Hakdama also, and that is, when does Bal Yirah Bal Yimati start Midaraisa? So does it start from what this pasuk sounds like? Shivasa, only seven days, right? What about Erev Pesach? If you look in Rashi and look in the the Ravid and Chametz Matzah sounds like it only starts on Pesach. And he argues with the Rambam there. Look at the Ravid says in Ilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Gimel, Ulai sover zeh amachaber, shehu over mishay shows to lamala, below your rabbi matzeh, ve'en okein, to shivas yamim ksiv, right? What does our pasuk say? Shivas yamim sa'ar lo yimatzeh bevateichem, so 7 days. But the Rambam gives the impression, the Rambam says, if somebody forgot to do bi'ur, hareza avar alo yirav lo yimatzeh, shay lo bi'er velo bitel. Sounds like from the Rambam that ba'i rabbi matzeh also starts before Pesach, right? Not just the iser achila, as it's described here, but this is a machlokas. And the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah here discuss, Perakim Allah Ches, is that really what the Rambam means? Did the Ravid read the Rambam correctly? That's the discussion here. He quotes Tosfos about what happens if you find Chametz on Pesach. Okay, not for now. Says the Gemara, Harabi Meir Omer, Mishay Shos Valamala Midivrehem. Remeir says, remember Remeir was the extreme Shita, even after Chatos is Durabanan. All the way until like an hour before Pesach. It's only midrabanan, not in the chamis. So says the Gemara. Shivi is asur b'shem geder. According to Yehuda, Shvius, the seventh hour, after Chatzos is already asur d'rabanan. It's only asur d'rabanan, right? Because there's only daraisa much later. So for Rabbi Meir, the whole afternoon is also d'rabanan. But what does he say? You burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So shishas lama, b'shem geder. You burn it in the beginning of the sixth hour because you're nervous about the seventh hour, but v'yish geder l'geder, but the seventh hour is itself d'rabanan. According to your mayor, the Isser d'Araisa of Chametz only starts right before Pesach. And the whole afternoon is d'rabanan. So why does he say to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour? Because gzeira? What do you mean? The whole thing is d'rabanan after. Is this a gzeira l'gzeira? Answer, Elishah shishis mishalefes b'shvius. The problem is, the d'rabanan only wanted to make one gzeira, right? In the afternoon. But sixth and seventh hour can be flipped. You look upside, you can't tell where the sun is. So we might call this kula chada gzeira. It's really one gzeira. The beat of the sixth is really because it could get mixed up in the seventh. If we really had an exact watch, maybe we wouldn't say that. But it would get mixed up. So it's kula chada gzeira. Similarly, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Chamei Shoshalam Alami Devayim, Rabbi Huda says, the fifth hour is already in limbo, is ready asur, can't eat it, can't, they don't burn it yet. But shishas asur, Rabbi Shem get there. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when is the Chametz become Asur Daraisa? Chatzos. So the sixth hour, 1 hour before, that's Durabanan. And now we're saying even the fifth hour, you're not allowed to partake of it. Chamishas Lama, Mishum Geder, V'yish Geder L'Geder. Isn't that an Isser Durabanan and it's Xera L'Xera? And so again, Elo B'Chamishas B'Chalavis B'Shish Shvius. Must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that even 2 hours you can get mixed up between the fifth and the seventh hour. People get mixed up with by 2 hours, not just by 1 hour, and we'll have to see. The Gemara is going to talk about whether that's true or not. But this issue of Erev Pesach and the Isser of Chametz, this is a important yisod that is mentioned by the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav, Inachos Chametz Umatzah, we'll have to come back to this, discusses the formulation of the Rambam. Formulation of the Rambam, Inachos Chametz Umatzah, when he formulates these Isurim of Erev Pesach, in Perak Aleph Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Asru Chachamim Lechol Chametz Mitzchila Shah Shishis. The Chachamim say you can't eat Chametz from the beginning of the sixth hour. Kidei Shelo Yiga BeIsur Torah. So you don't come to the Isur Daraisa. You can't eat Chametz from the sixth hour. Meaning they bumped it an hour up. Chatzos is Asur Daraisa. You can't eat it from the beginning of the sixth hour. Umitzchila Shah Shishis Yei Chametz Asur BaAchilu UBahana Kol Shah Shishis. Midivrei Sofrim. And it's Asur to eat or to get benefit from that entire hour. Vishar kalayom mishviyas ulamala minatora. After chatzos is asa daraisa. So 1 hour beforehand, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to get benefit from chametz. Then the Rambam says, shah chamishas ain ochlen ba chametz. In the fifth hour, you can't eat chametz either. Gezeira mishem yom hama'unan, because of a cloudy day, like we just saw. Shemayita mechamishas lashishas. So the Rambam says that in the sixth hour, it's asa durabanan, to eat and to get benefit from chametz. In the fifth hour, it's also drabanan to eat chametz, gzeira shema. So the Briska Rav wonders why the Rambam split up those two lines. The sixth hour and the fifth hour are both asr to eat. And the sixth hour is also asr bana. Why doesn't he just say it's asr to eat chametz from the fourth hour? And it's asr to get benefit from the fifth hour. Why does he split it up in two? So the Briska Rav develops the idea that even within the isur drabanan of chametz on Erev Pesach, there's two different types, conceptual Isurei Durabanan. The second one, the one closer, in the sixth hour, Chametz is Asur B'Achilu B'Hana. You know why that is? Because it's Chametz Midurabanan. there's a chal oshein, they gave it the status of chametz derabanan. Bechefza. Be'emes, ikar isarach to chametz ba'chefza, gamlin yinachila masla rak bishar shishis bavad. Mida oraisa. But the rabanan bumped it up to say this is also chametz. The hour before that, they made an isar gavra not to eat chametz. Chametz bechefza. Those are the two different hours. Vaha de chalkinu latarti di mishashishes v'lamala hachametz aser midivrei sofrim kemosha aser b'sharayim midit min haTorah. Vavi bechlal chametz shel divreihem v'isurei b'shal chamishes din acher yeshlo v'eino adayin bechlal chametz shel divreihem. It's not chametz derabanan yet. It's you're not allowed to eat it, but it's an iser gavra. Later on, it becomes the iser chefsa of chametz. So, and he brings rayas to that, but again, that's what he thinks is the language of the Rambam. Maybe there's nafka mina to the Rambam in terms of when Bali Rabbi Yematzi starts. If it's just Isser Gavri, you're not going to Bali Rabbi Yematzi yet. Isser Chefsa, that's why there's Isser Hana later on and not earlier. But again, this is an important briskara that we'll come back to, but this is the source of it. This halacha about Rimeir and Abihuda, and when chametz becomes aser. Okay, let's have, next time we'll have to start with the getting mixed up with 2 hours, with 1 hour. Remember the issues of edus, right? You accept edim and say they're telling the truth, even if they're off by an hour or two. So we'll have to see if that parallels our case of machlokas Rimeir and Rebbe Yehuda. Yeah.